I'd like to read a scripture from the Gospel of Mark in chapter 10. If everybody can find it. Philip, you're going to look it up? Okay, so Mark in chapter 10. I'm just going to read one verse. And if any of the children can remember what the people said to the blind man, I'll give them a sweet afterwards. Only applies to the children, of course, not the adults. But. Okay, so Mark chapter 10. And verse 49. And Jesus, standing still, desired him to be called, as Bartimaeus. And they called the blind man, saying to him, and this is a bit I want you to remember, be of good courage, rise up, he calls thee. When I was younger, I never used to really like coming to the gospel, or in the meetings, to be honest. Most exciting bit of the meetings, and maybe some of you children will relate to this, was after the meeting had finished. And you got to run around with your cousins and have all a bit more fun. And the meetings were things you had to endure and you had to sit through. And hopefully they wouldn't be too long. But I want to impress upon you that this meeting, the gospel, is really, really important. Not just because you're hoping to get a nice story about Jesus and then go off back home again and start on a Monday. But because the purpose of the gospel preaching is because we really, really, really want you to put your trust in the Lord Jesus. I came to the gospel preaching every week because my parents dragged us along. And we had to sit and listen to the preachers. And there were all sorts of preachers. In Belfast, we came from, that sort of cycled between two. It was my grandfather and my father. And then you got various visitors who came along. Some of the preachers were older, some were younger. Some of them were really exciting to listen to, and you didn't realize it, but the preaching was over before you knew it, and some of them were very boring. But actually, at the heart, they were all speaking the same message. They were telling us about Jesus. And so hopefully tonight's not going to be a boring preaching, but it would be really good if you children in particular, and any adults who haven't got their trust in the Lord Jesus, listen very carefully to the gospel, because it's really important. I wonder if you ever thought about what it's like to be a blind man. If you children close your eyes for a minute, can you imagine waking up every morning and not being able to see, and having to get up and get your clothes on and make your breakfast, and you imagine having to then go out, and you got an idea of what it was like for Bartimaeus. He had to get up in the morning and maybe somebody helped him. He had to leave the room and go out in the streets. And he couldn't work. He couldn't do anything. There was nothing that he could do. You know, nobody expected to give him some work in a field because he couldn't see what he was doing. He couldn't do some writing. He couldn't learn to write because he couldn't see. And so he couldn't do anything effective to earn his own living. So the only thing that was left to him was to sit on the side of a street with a garment over him to keep himself warm and beg people to give him money as they walked past. And hopefully some kind people would come along and toss a few coins into his palm, and that would provide enough money for him to buy some food and have his dinner. And if you stop and think about that, imagine what a sort of life that would have been like. Not very exciting, would it? You couldn't do anything to bring fulfillment to yourself. You couldn't earn anything. And that's what life was for Bartimaeus. Day in, day out, sitting at the side of a street, asking people for some money so that he could continue to feed himself. Now actually, that description is very like each of us. Do you ever feel that you can't understand things that happen in life? Do you ever feel that you just can't see what God's plans and purposes are if you believe in God? Do you ever ask yourself about all these people talking about God and Jesus and it just doesn't make sense? I remember when I was probably about your age, Philip and Matthew, that lots of the things people talked about in the readings and things just didn't make sense. It was all way over my head. And maybe you feel like that. And Jesus says that even though you might be able to physically see, he told some of the Pharisees that you're actually blind because you can't see what God wants you to see. then you don't understand what God wants you to understand. And maybe that's the way you feel this evening, and you feel that, actually, I don't see and I don't understand. But maybe you'd really like to see, and you'd really like to understand. And maybe you're a bit like Bartimaeus, and you could try and do something good, but you just don't know what good to do. You can't earn your way into God's presence because you're blind and you can't see what would please Him. You don't know how to please God. You don't know where to start. And so actually, we're very like Bartimaeus, aren't we? We can't understand the things that God wants us to understand. We can't see. We're blind spiritually. And we can't earn our way. We can't do things that's going to help bring pleasure to God. And as a blind man, Bartimaeus was not allowed to go into the temple. He wasn't allowed to engage in the service of God. He wasn't able to do the things that would bring God praise under the Jewish system. He was lost and unable to do anything that would make his situation better. But somehow Bartimaeus heard some rumors. He heard rumors about a man called Jesus. And he heard that Jesus was healing people. And perhaps the thing that meant most to him was that he heard that Jesus was making blind people see. And so Bartimaeus wanted to meet that man. He wanted to meet Jesus. But he couldn't meet Jesus on his own. And tonight I would point you to Jesus as the one who will help you to understand and help you to see. And the one who will change your life circumstances. He is the answer. And you need to meet Him. And you need to meet Him tonight. Doesn't matter what age you are. Old or young. You need to meet Jesus tonight. I can tell you that it's not just for the old people. There were people, young children, that came to Jesus. And some of the disciples thought that children were too young and too unimportant to be bothered with Jesus, for Jesus to bother with them. And they tried to turn them away. And Jesus said, "Suffer the little children to come to me." So Matthew and Philip and Leah and Jackson, Rebecca and Zach. Jesus has a particular interest in you tonight. And so Jesus, it so happened, was walking past where Bartimaeus was sitting. Now, believe me, it's not an accident when Jesus walks past you. And it says here, in the verse that I read, Jesus desired him to be called. Jesus desired him to be called. Now, think about that. Because Jesus, in his love for Bartimaeus, made sure that his route to Jerusalem passed by the very place that Bartimaeus was sitting. And tonight, Jesus is passing by you. Jesus is in this room tonight, and you might say he's passing by. And you have your opportunity to meet Jesus. I can't tell you if you'll have an opportunity next week. Bartimaeus didn't have an opportunity the next week. If he was going to lay hold of Jesus, he had to do it now as he was walking past. Some of my children will remember I've told a story before of a man who went every week to the gospel preaching. And every week he sat in a hall just like this. And he heard the preaching. Many, many preachers. And he heard that Jesus was coming. He heard that the people who belonged to Jesus were going to go and be with him. But for some reason, he never actually personally asked Jesus to save him. And one day he turned up at the gospel preaching. And the doors were closed. And nobody was there, and he waited. And 6 o'clock went past. And nobody arrived for the gospel preaching. And then he thought, the Lord has come. And he scrambled up and looked in the windows at the side of the meeting room. And he looked in, and there were all the chairs and all the footstools And all the Bibles and hymn books piled at the back, all ready for the gospel preaching. And there was no preacher. And nobody was there. And he thought, I've missed my chance. Jesus has come. And they've all gone to be with him. And I've been left behind. Now, as it happens for him, it just so happened that all the people in that gospel hall that day had gone to a neighbouring gospel hall for the preaching. And so thankfully, for that man, there was a preaching there the next week, and he made sure he was saved. But that's why I'm saying, Jesus is passing tonight, and you might not have an opportunity next week. And Jesus was passing by. And Bartimaeus, he wanted to meet Jesus. And so what did he do? He called out to Jesus, have mercy on me. You might have thought he would have to contact a disciple, and the disciple would refer him to Jesus, and they'd make an appointment for him and find a place for him to fit into Jesus' busy schedule. But none of that. He called, Jesus, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped, and Jesus desired him to be called. Jesus desired him to be called. And tonight, Jesus is passing by, and Jesus desires you to be called. He wants to save you. He wants you to be saved. He wants you to be blessed. But you know, there's something about Jesus, and it's this. In his tender love for you, he is not going to force his way into your life. He wants you to ask him in. And so he stopped. And he desired him to be called. And here was the bit that I asked you, children, to make sure you remember. He says, suddenly all the people around, as he's sitting on that side of the road, suddenly the people start saying, be of good courage. Rise up. He calls thee. Be of good courage. Rise up. He calls thee. I like to think of all these people who were standing around are a bit like many of the adults in this room. And I know many people in this room have already put their trust in the Lord Jesus. But if you're one of those who haven't, I'm standing here, we're sitting here, and it's as if we're saying, be of good courage, rise up, Jesus is calling you. Are you going to go to him tonight? Be of good courage. How important that is. You don't need to be afraid to meet Jesus. I'm going to tell you why. You see, between us and God is this awful, awful gap. There's a massive burden of sin that lies upon every one of us. All the things that you and I have done that we've thought wrong and we've said wrong and we've done wrong are all there upon us. And while we're in our sins, we cannot meet God without God bringing judgment upon us. But Jesus, as he was on his way from Jericho to Jerusalem, in his love for Bartimaeus, in his love for all the other people that he'd met on his way, in his love for all the people that were yet to come, right down to the people in this room on the 28th of December, 2024, Jesus was going to Jerusalem for a reason. And because he loved you, he went to Jerusalem. He offered himself, the perfect, only perfect man who's ever walked on the surface of this earth. The one who himself is God, manifest in flesh, offered himself as a sacrifice for our sins. So that he might take upon himself the penalty and the judgment for our sins. So that every person who trusts in him might go free. And what agony it meant to him. Men put nails through his hands and his feet. They beat him. They put a crown of thorns upon his head. They put him on a cross and left him to die. They did their very worst. But while he was on the cross, says God laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Wonderful thing is that Jesus is no longer dead. And that's the important point about the gospel, because we sang in our hymn, yes, though high in heavenly glory, still the Saviour calls to thee. And Jesus raised from, came up from amongst the dead as a demonstration to the fact that all our sins have been gone, washed away. And after 40 days, he went on high, tells us, and he sat down at the right hand of the greatness on high, and there he is today. And tonight, though he's high in heavenly glory, still the Saviour calls to thee. He's calling to you tonight. And so that's why we can say, be of good courage. Be of good courage. You don't need to be afraid. Jesus has taken the penalty of your sins and all the things you've done that would make God unhappy with you, and he's taken them on himself, and he has suffered, and he has borne that penalty so that you might not have to. And all he wants you to do is to cast yourself upon him and ask for mercy. But then he says, right, then they say, rise up. And so if you think about it, all these people in the room who know the Lord Jesus already, it's George, Norman, Louise, and Andrew, and others, were saying, be of good courage. Jesus is ready to save you. But now we're saying, rise up. You've got to do something. Bartimaeus would not have had blessing if he hadn't got up on his feet and gone to Jesus. You've got to rise up. You've got to take action. You've got to say, Lord Jesus, tonight I want you to save me. I'm ready to be yours tonight. I'm sorry for all the things I've done wrong. I want to be saved. You've got to do that. You've got to rise up to go to Jesus. I don't get the impression that Bartimaeus had very far to walk. But I can almost imagine as he stumbled up and he laid down his garment. He didn't need that anymore. He wasn't going to be blind anymore. He had the faith he was going to see in a few minutes' time. And all those people handing him from hand to hand, this way to Jesus, this way. Your parents and your grandparents and others would love to be someone who would take your hand and lead you a bit closer to Jesus. Until finally he was standing in front of Jesus. But the other wonderful thing about it is, it's not just a case of, you've got this chance, you might catch him. But it says he calls thee. He calls you. And tonight, it may be that Jesus is calling you. And I would say to you tonight, take good courage, rise up, he calls thee. He's calling you tonight. And he wants you to answer. What happened to Bartimaeus when he came to Jesus? He got to Jesus and Jesus says, what do you want me to do for you? And he says, Lord, that I may see. Sometimes things don't make sense. I don't understand how you can save me. I don't understand how you can take all the awful things that I've done and somehow make me perfect before God. I don't understand, but Lord, I want to see and I want to understand and I'm going to trust you. And it says that Bartimaeus, after that, he followed Jesus in the way. There was no separating Bartimaeus from Jesus from that point onwards. He went with him. And the people walking past in that street had seen Bartimaeus' garment lying in the road. I wonder, did they ever see him again? He followed Jesus. The old Bartimaeus was gone. The old blind man who couldn't do anything was gone. There was now a man who could see, and he rejoiced in seeing Christ as Saviour. Says he followed him in the way. Tonight, if you haven't put your trust in Jesus, he's calling you. And he wants you to come to him. He desires you to be called. He has told the various people in your life to tell you to take courage, to rise up, and that Jesus is calling you. Jesus has instructed me and many others to tell you that he's calling you tonight. But behind it all, whichever preacher stands at the desk, whichever parent it is, or grandparent, or friend, or relative that is telling you about Jesus, it's Jesus that's calling you. And the question is, will you come to him? That decision has been left in your hands. This gospel meeting is really, really important. Because tonight God is asking you to make a decision. Will you accept Jesus for yourself tonight? Or will you walk out of that door just the same as you walked in? Because you have to make a decision tonight. If you ask the Lord Jesus to save you, you will never regret it. Ask any of the people in the room who've put their trust in Jesus already. But if you walk out of that door having not put your trust in Jesus, you have rejected him. Maybe in God's grace he'll give you another opportunity. I can't promise that, but tonight you have the opportunity. There is no middle ground. There is no, I don't know whether to accept him or not. If you walk out the door without having put your trust in Jesus, you've rejected him. Maybe another time. Maybe in his grace he'll give you another opportunity, but I can't tell you if you'll have that. See, Spurgeon once said that he preached the gospel and he said to his congregation, I want you to go away and have a think about it, and next week I want you to tell me what your decision is. And they always regretted it. Because in the intervening week was the Great Fire of Chicago and many of his congregation died. And he said thereafter he would never give people a week to think about it ever again. I can't tell you if you'll have another week. Can't even tell you if you'll have another few hours. You need to put your trust in Jesus tonight. Be of good courage. Rise up. He calls you. May you hear Jesus' voice speaking tonight. And may you put your trust in him. He's passing by. It's your chance tonight. It's your chance. You might not have another one. It's your chance tonight. Will you call out to him and ask him to save you? May you do it in his name. We could be finished by singing number 154. Come, 'tis Jesus.